are here at the 2017 World Credit Union Conference in beautiful Vienna. And look who I ran into, Mr. Dave Taylor from GNC Mutual Bank in Australia. How are you, sir?
Good to be here, Mark, and enjoying the show.
Yeah, good, good, good. Hey, a topic that you were talking about, was it today you were talking or earlier today?
Yeah. Just earlier today.
Okay, this is a kind of a cool. Australian mutuals form a successful fintech partnership to drive personal loans through digital channels. Kind of a growth story, right? Can you expand on that a little bit? What are you guys doing here?
Sure. Well, look, it is all about growth, but particularly for us, it's about sustainable growth. Mm-hmm. And while everyone knows a lot's going on with fintechs, and they tend to see them as a challenge, as a competitor.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, the credit unions really were the first peer-to-peer lenders, which is what this particular fintech called Society One is.
Yeah.
That was our heritage. So we thought, right, you know, let's get there to join with them rather than worrying about them competing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've structured a really fantastic partnership with them where in the space of 12 months, we've grown our personal loans as much through that singular channel and partnership with Society One as we have from all of our own self-originating channels.
So wow, lesson learned.
All right.
Absolutely.
I think that's a kind of a revelation for a lot of people. Like they would probably think the opposite or like they would just run from it. You guys met it head on.
I think that's right. I mean, look, we are predominantly a home lender, which is not the case in some other countries. Mm-hmm. We heard our Irish colleague today talking about the low proportion of home loans. We have a lot of home loans, and that's great business,
mm-hmm.
But it's very low margin business. And so we need to find something that's going to secure as a better margin.
Mm-hmm.
Personal lending can do that.
Yeah.
But we've been unable to really invigorate that market ourselves, whereas through the far better technology that these fintech companies have developed, we've been able to access a younger demographic. So that's really been the focus.
Wow, good for you guys, because I mean you hear this message out there, you know, the disruptors are coming and they're going to take over and all that type of stuff, whereas you guys are taking a different tack. You're like, hey, let's partner with these disruptors. Exactly
Good move.
So I mean is that something that you kind of found, I guess? Obviously, you researched it and all that stuff. Is that something that's like, yeah, well, if we can't beat them, hey, let's join them. Let's adopt their technology and then kind of bring it into one of our own.
Yeah, look, it's a combination of efforts and strategies over the years where, as I mentioned, we've seen our home loan portfolio grow very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, I made this point this morning, in 58 years of trading, we've never once foreclosed on someone's home.
Wow.
Never once. Now, that's a sort of credit union speciality, and we're very proud of that.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of very happy members with their home loans, but we need to make the organisation sustainable. So we tried a lot of things to sort of reinvigorate that personal lending ourselves,
mm-hmm.
And at the same time heard about increasingly these new players, peer-to-peer lending, which is becoming quite popular in Australia, mm-hmm. as it is in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't jump straight to Society One. We actually met with eight of them, eight different companies, did a lot of due diligence, and ultimately settled on them in large part because of our confidence that they shared the values
mm-hmm.
of the mutual
mm-hmm.
sector and the credit union sector.
Mm-hmm.
We took a small shareholding along with three of our colleague organisations.
Mm-hmm.
So together we now own around 10% of this
organisation.
And really it's growing exponentially. Mm-hmm. And other elements of our business obviously are going well also, but this was an opportunity to do something different,
mm-hmm.
to get aligned with some smarter technology that we really can't match.
Is this something that you advise other credit unions to do possibly? And if so, it sounds like you guys really match. It's a culture match as well. So if so, I think your advice would be, hey, if you're going to go down this road, make sure your cultures match.
And
messages, the mission, all that type of stuff?
That's right. I mean, indeed, we had our own credit union conference in Australia around about 18 months ago now. And I spoke on this topic there, and at that time there was ourselves and three other credit unions or mutual banks that had developed a similar partnership with Society One. We're now 18 months down the track, and there are 21 that have followed in those steps. So, indeed, just last week, Society One was granted an award in Australia at the preeminent sort of fintech awards as the best collaboration with a banking sector player. Okay. And it was the collaboration not just between Society One and ourselves, mm-hmm. GNC Mutual Bank, but rather between Society One and the mutual sector, which won an award for the degree of collaboration and the success.
I'm starting to look at it from the... It's all called Society One.
Society One.
I'm looking at it from their perspective, and like, what a great business move for them. Because, you know, ordinarily you have a startup or you have a disruptor trying to swim upstream like a salmon, just struggle. How am I going to get into this? But hey, if you partner with somebody, and all of a sudden, look at that. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. You got a whole bunch of partners, and that's a really good business move for those guys.
Well, look, these guys were very smart. They spent, I think, around about 7 years developing their technology platform. They knew it was all going to be about the technology, mm-hmm. how to get a very customer-friendly interface, get a loan approved sometimes within a few minutes. And so they spent a lot of time on the technology. Their next step in line with the peer-to-peer notion was to market that they're there for people to invest, for individuals, for mums and dads to invest in to give others loans, which of course was the same driving principle behind credit unions all those years ago. But they were kind of too successful for their own good, because they realised within about 12 months of operations that they had such high loan demand that the amount coming in from the mums and dads investing wasn't sufficient. So they did have to look around for some more institutional partners. And one of the things that came up very early on when we spoke to them and we were considering this, we said, well, you know, you guys are pretty well connected. Surely you could go to one of Australia's big banks. And we have four very, very large banks, mm-hmm. privately owned, you know, stock exchange listed, profit hungry banks. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, we could, but we don't want to do that because it conflicts in a lot of ways with what we're trying to sell and what we're trying to drive. And they wanted to do something with the mutual sector. So we're very happy to join forces.
That says a lot about them. So no wonder you want to partner with somebody like that.
it's been very successful. A lot of intensive due diligence was done, of course, to make sure that, you know, we were getting involved with a party that did have the right values. But so far, so good. It's just one thing, obviously, that we're doing, and it's in terms of quantum of business, probably still just at the margins of our business, but it's picked up very, very strongly. And as I said, we're now generating more loan volume, personal loan volume through that channel than all of our other channels, which have been there for a very long time.
So is it basically, I mean, it sounds like it's a combination of their technology and your service. So is that pretty much it?
Yes. Look, I think in fairness, it's predominantly their technology at the moment, and we are... We are leveraging that. We have a balance sheet, so we have sufficient funding, more than sufficient funding, to be able to fund their loans. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's again partly due to the challenge that a lot of credit unions face around the world, is that they have an ageing demographic. Mm-hmm. So we've got lots of people wanting to deposit with us, not so many going through the loan cycle. So we're looking for new members. If we can get them through new partnerships, and we can sell other products to them as well, then it's all good.
Very cool. I'll wrap up here with any advice for other credit unions who may want to do something like this, or other mutuals in your country want to do something like this. I mean, it's obviously, I don't want to say it's risky, but I mean, especially in America, we're kind of really averse to doing something like this, but you guys really, you know, took the bull by the horns and say, hey, let's try it.
Sure. Look, it's interesting when we talk about the riskiness of it, because personal lending had been our bread and butter business in the credit union sector for many years. Mm-hmm. And when we sat down and went through all the checks and decided that this was a good partnership, we actually did some modelling about what we expected the write-offs to be. And generally speaking, on our personal loan portfolio, we write off about 1%, which is very low across the banking sector. Mm-hmm. Because of some of the vagaries of entering a new partnership and not being fully sure of what sort of customers would come through, mm-hmm. we actually modelled 3% write-offs. And if we were earning a gross yield of, you know, 12%, net off 3, 9, well, that's still very good. Mm-hmm. In the end result, we're now two years down the track, and the write-offs on that portfolio are averaging 0.5%. What? So half those on our own portfolio. So so that's fantastic. But look, in terms of, you know, advice, look, we did things very carefully. We spent a lot of time working with them before we signed up, if you like.
Due diligence.
Due diligence. Mm-hmm. But for others, many of those in Australia that have followed us have sat down with us to find out what we did and so on. So I think, you know, that collaboration, which credit unions are very good at, is the way to go.
Great message to end on. Dave, congrats on your success in partnering with one of the disruptors out there, and you're turning them out to be, you're making them look like a, some good guys. So I think anybody who partners with you guys is probably a good guy. So well done. Keep up the good work.